Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Ray, R-A-Y, Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, 9/17/2025. Patient's date of birth is 2/27/64. Mr. Jennings was seen today for purpose of face-to-face evaluation, period. This face-to-face evaluation will be shared with the medical director, period. Mr. Jennings is currently in his... second benefit period. New paragraph. Mr. Jennings is a 61-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of... rheumatoid arthritis unspecified. He also has a history of flaccid hemiplegia affecting the right side, rheumatoid arthritis, essential hypertension, and dysphagia, period. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. His MAC has gone from 32 and a half on 425. His MAC is at 32 and a half at this time with at least 10 pounds of weight loss, period. When patient came to the door, he was crying in pain. He's in severe pain. He's very thin. He's weak. He's using a walker, but with every step, he's crying in pain. He has decreased appetite. He has dysphagia, joint deformity of the lower extremity, difficulty walking. He has soiled his underwear. He has diapers, but he's too hard for him to put it on, period. He's had frequent falls, had initial 40 pounds weight loss, period. New paragraph, he's also complaining of cough, cold, congestion with sputum production. Neurontin. Gabapentin, 100 milligram, 1 to 2 every bedtime as needed for pain. One or two.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see, patient also appears to be confused as well. His PPS is at 40%. We talked about the MAC. He has difficulty with mobility. Of course, he has had frequent falls. He's wheelchair bound, but the wheelchair is not working, so he's trying to use his walker, which is almost impossible, period. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder. He requires help with all activities and ADLs. His dysphagia has resulted in weight loss. He's also severely fatigued. He's staying in bed and sleeping at least 12 hours a day. He's now eating less than 25% of his meals. He has severe severe cachexia and muscle wasting. We talked about the PPS. He has a provider who takes care of him on a regular basis. Oh, I was saying he does have symptoms of cough, cold, congestion. This was discussed with Monica, his nurse, who's going to discuss this with the medical director and order him antibiotic, possible steroids, cough medication, and an inhaler to help him with his breathing issues. This is most likely a beginning of pneumonia related to his dysphagia, which is usually the reason, the most common reason for these people passing away. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.